USA Radio Network News.
All right, you 4 years old son, ready for the big leagues. Put your bat on, buddy. Here you go, helmet.
Silly head.
Okay, that's right, your thigh guards. Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game. Well, they're baby teeth, but yeah, put it in.
But Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Just run through them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
But I could get hurt.
No pain, no gain. Now run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Ah, you should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Today is the Sunday Weekly Review. We talk about the news of the week. All news is valid that you want to talk about, but what a week it has been. For my show, which seeks to expose corruption in government, to give you all the news the government does not want you to know, it's been an amazing week. A week where stories that we have pursued for months and years here on the Inside Scoop are finally coming to light. Obviously, the biggest news of the week, the indictment of Tom DeLay, one of the most corrupt people, certainly the most corrupt person in Congress today, one of the most corrupt persons in Congress throughout its history, a man who made it very clear that the Republicans were on the take. You want a tax benefit, you want taxpayer money, you give Tom DeLay $100,000, you get $1 million back. This is a man who made bribery not just happen, but commonplace. It's great to see this man finally start to go down, and I think he is going down. I am glad that he removed himself as majority leader. He had to. Remember, the Republicans originally said that they would keep indicted criminals running them. They didn't mind if their leaders were indicted criminals, and virtually every Republican except, I think, Chris Shays of Connecticut said, you know what, I like it. I have no problem if indicted criminals are, you know, running the Republican Party. And there was a scandal, of course, and they had to change it. They had to move back. They had to backtrack on their idea that, bribery was just okay. And now, well, now DeLay's got to go. And there's no better man for it. I have said on this show there are four horsemen of the apocalypse. There are four people in our government who are brilliant and evil enough to cause most of our misfortune. And, of course, those four, as I have said many times, they are Tom DeLay, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and Antonin Scalia. I don't include President Bush in this because I don't think he is brilliant enough or necessarily evil enough. I think you have to be kind of smart to be evil, to do a lot of the things that have really run this country into the ground. I think he's basically just a puppet. But, of course, it's not just Tom DeLay. Bill Frist, Senator Frist, majority of the Senate, is getting his quick sale of his HCA stock looked into for insider trading. I want to talk this next 2 hours about what Bill Frist could have done if he wanted to be honest, if he wanted to be clear. There are those Republicans that are saying, well, you know, quick sales of stock, blind trust, there was no way for him to sell that stock. Not true. I will tell you how Frist could have sold that stock and done so without any challenge to his integrity. A lot more to talk about. I want to talk about the war in Iraq. And why we're losing, and why we are going backwards, and why it is that less Iraqi battalions are ready for battle now than just 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I reported that of the 86 battalions in Iraq, and a battalion may sound huge, but it's only 750 Iraqis. Out of the 86, they reported that only three were battle ready. We're at the highest level of battle testedness, ready to fight. And at the time, the administration said, well, that's just three after 2 years, and, you know, but we'll have more, you know, maybe three in 2 more years, and maybe in 17 or 25 years, we'll have all of them ready. Well, unfortunately, we're going backward, folks. We're down to one battle-ready Iraqi battalion, three down to one. If we keep up at this rate, we'll have zero. I want to talk about Iraq. I want to talk about the incredible protest that was held just outside my doors in Washington, D.C., to bring our troops home. And I want to complain a bit about the Democrats, who I think are not taking this incredible opportunity to take the Republicans to task. This is the week when America is finally learning what I've been reporting for 2.5 years now, the corruption at the highest form of government. They're learning, and I think Hurricane Katrina did a lot about it. They're learning the cronies that Bush points in, that these are people, the people running the White House, running our government, are all there because they're on the take. They are pigs in the public trough. Oink, oink. They are grabbing what they can. We're finding out more about Valerie Plame. Judith Miller is out of jail, and she's talking, as she should. And we find out, of course, that Scooter Libby, the vice president's chief of staff, who we've mentioned from the beginning as being involved in Traitorgate, played a major role. And we know for a fact that both Karl Rove and Scooter Libby lied to Scott McClellan, the president's press secretary. Either they lied to him or he lied to us when he told us in 2003 that he had personally spoken to him and they denied any involvement in the affair. So here's the question. Since either Scott McClellan's a liar or Rove and Libby are liars, shouldn't the president of the United States get rid of one or two of them? He can't. He can't because Cheney and Rove pull the puppet strings. They tell him what to do. There's so many things to talk about. I want to talk about Brownie. Remember the terrific job Mike Brown was doing, according to President Bush, and how he's going out blaming everybody, and how it is that in our hurricane relief, the money is not going to the poor and the needy, the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Oh, no, of course not. It's again going to the huge corporations in the hope that a few crumbs will trickle down to the victims of Katrina. Americans this week are finally seeing this government for what it is. And if you want to join in the discussion on any of these issues or anything else, pick up the phone, dial 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Tired of losing in the casinos and being in the hole? Learn how to win at Blackjack with Blackjack for Winners. Call 1-800-214-7012, 1-800-214-7012. This is the DVD the casinos do not want you to see. According to Tommy Hyland, a legendary blackjack professional, this DVD teaches an easy way to count cards and beat the casinos at their own game of blackjack. It takes only 3 easy steps. 1, basic strategy. 2, card counting. And 3, money management. It's just that easy to beat the casinos at their own game of blackjack. Order right now and you'll receive 2 instructional DVDs, 52 flashcards making basic strategy a snap, and a reference card you can take into the casinos with you. All of this for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today at 1-800-214-7012, 1-800-214-7012. Start learning to win at Blackjack today with Blackjack for Winners, 1-800-214-7012, 1-800-214-7012.
A pop quiz for parents with third grade teacher, Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6, name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. There's so many things I want to talk about in the next 2 hours with you. The corruption in our government at the highest levels is finally coming out. And finally, the transgressors are to be punished. There's so much to talk about. Of course, the Republican majority in the House, Tom DeLay, the most corrupt member of Congress, by far one of the most corrupt in our history, finally being indicted, finally being removed from office. And in return, of course, they put in another guy, Roy Blunt, who is, no one can be as corrupt as Tom DeLay. I mean, that's kind of a hard standard to reach, but is definitely of the cash for tax money kind of guy. I mean, he's definitely the typical Republican Party today, whereby if you pay your congressman $1 million, you get $1 billion from the taxpayers. And you know, kind of sad with all the inflation going up in America, with gas prices at record highs, with poverty at record highs, and all these prices going up, the cost of owning a congressman's gone down. It's now cheaper to put a Republican congressman in your pocket and, you know, make him do what you want. And we do have Tom DeLay to thank for that. I want to talk about Tom DeLay, Bill Frist, Hurricane Katrina, what's still going on in Iraq, the massive amount of money we're spending on relief, not going to the victims, of course, but going to big corporations who give big donations to the Republican Party. So much to talk about. Let's start with Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay, of course, long before this indictment, had his ethical issues. Remember that the Ethics Committee, which is the only committee in the House that is equally balanced between Republicans and Democrats. Every other committee has a majority of Republicans because, well, Republicans have a majority in Congress due to gerrymandering and other things. In any case, remember that he is, of all members of Congress, despite the fact that he's the majority leader of the Republicans in the House, he has been admonished more than any other member of Congress. Now, admonished is a fancy word for criticized, censured, condemned. 3 times, unanimously, a committee of 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats has admonished Tom DeLay to be careful about his ethics. And just to begin, in 1997, all right, been the Clinton years, long before, even before the impeachment scandal, they admonished Tom DeLay for creating an impression that contributions to his campaign would warrant official action or access. That's a really nice way of saying, Tom DeLay, please stop accepting bribes. Because that's what they said, the Ethics Committee. They said, stop accepting bribes. Stop creating the impression that our government is for sale. Stop doing where somebody gives you $1 million to your campaign. You say, you know what? You give me $1 million? You want it? You want access to the Treasury? You want $1 billion taxpayer dollars? Come here. Give me $1 million, I'll give you $1 billion. You make 1,000 times on your money, and I get money from my campaign that I can shuffle around to states to redraw districts so that even in majority Democratic states, Republicans get elected. I'm happy, you're happy, everyone's better off, except, of course, democracy and those that are opposed to corruption. So he's admonished then. And then, of course, there was the time when after gerrymandering the Texas legislature, trying to change the boundaries to make sure that Republicans would be elected outside of the ordinary 10 years when this is done by census. The Democrats, well, they wanted to prevent a quorum. They wanted to prevent the Texas Democrats, Democratic legislature, said this is unfair. You don't call a legislative session outside the 10 years required by the Constitution during the census, just to change the boundaries, just to get your party elected. It's never been done before in American history. It's unfair. And they ran to Oklahoma. They went to New Mexico. And Tom DeLay was determined to track them down. So determined that he called the Department of Homeland Security and he said, Department, stop protecting our borders. Stop looking for bioterrorist threats. Stop looking for planes that can hit buildings. Stop trying to protect us from hurricanes. I need you to do something more important. I need you to track down these wayward Democrats, because if you can track them down, then we can force them to do what I want in Texas. He used the Department of Homeland Security, didn't even reimburse the taxpayers for basically using the government to harm his political opponents. It's really not so different from the president called the military and said, do me a favor, General, arrest John Kerry, hold him, use the military to help me in my political goals. Now, that happens in Latin America all the time. Of course, Tom DeLay wanted it to happen in this country. Oh, there's so many things. There's so much money this guy's gotten. And he has the golf fundraisers where he makes it very clear that for every $100,000 you pay, you get to write more into the energy bill. To this day, of course, Dick Cheney refuses to tell us who wrote that hodgepodge of huge amounts of billions of dollars of corporate welfare that went to these various energy companies. So he's admonished three times. And now, finally, he's been indicted. And he's been indicted because Texas, back when it used to care about good government 100 years ago in the progressive era, passed a law that said that corporations cannot give money to political campaigns. Which, by the way, I strongly agree. Corporations are not spending the money of the people who put the money there. I mean, let me explain. Organizations, if you bond together because you're pro-life or pro-choice or pro-gun control or NRA, any of that, and you want to give money to influence a race, to me that's the American way. That's the political process. You believe in a certain point of view. I'd prefer public funded campaigns, no question about it. But given the system we have, I understand people funneling money because they support a political view. But corporations are not supposed to have political views. Here's the problem with a corporation giving money to a candidate, and I've said this before. When a corporation gives money to a candidate, there are only two possibilities. If Exxon gives money to Tom DeLay, there are only two possibilities. Either Tom DeLay gives Exxon money back from the taxpayers in a quid pro quo, or the corporate donation has no effect whatsoever. If it is a quid pro quo, if a corporation spends $1 million and gets $10 million back from our money, our taxpayers' money, that to me is a bribe, and everyone involved should go to jail. And if the corporation gives money and nothing happens from it, then as far as I'm concerned, the CEO of that corporation should be kicked out because he's wasting the corporation's money. This is a good law. Tom DeLay broke this law by laundering money through the Texas Republican Committee, and he deserves to go down. And I'll tell you something. Ronnie Earl, the prosecutor, who has prosecuted 12 Democrats and 3 Republicans before Tom DeLay, this isn't about partisanship, folks. This is about good government, clean government. And as soon as Republicans realize that actually, no matter what your views, Republican or Democrat, you should be for good, honest government, they are going to lose a lot of seats in the November 2006 elections. We're going to come back and get to your calls, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255, or you can write on the blog at radioinsidescoop.com. We'll be right back after this.
I've been reading online about a drug-free home treatment program that suggests you can be asthma-free. It's a program designed by an ex-asthmatic who claims she cured her own asthma. It's based on a little-known but astounding clinical trial at a major hospital. What would you give to be free of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms, to breathe easily, freely, naturally, in a relaxed way? This drug-free method, proven by clinical trials, is guaranteed or you get your money back, and you have 90 days to decide. Get to a computer now and go to healthstarproducts.com. That's www.healthstarproducts.com. Read about the asthma program, and if it doesn't do what it says it'll do for you, you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Go to healthstarproducts.com. the most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.retrotelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, Retro Television, you got to spell out television.com. Or go to TalkStarRadio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine, discussing the incredible cesspool of Washington, D.C. Now, Washington has often been a center of corruption. There's no question about it. And it's often been the party in power that has been corrupt. But is there any time in American history as corrupt as today? Maybe there has been. You know, I don't know. Maybe if we go back to the Teapot Dome scandal and Warren Harding in the 1920s, maybe. But I cannot think of a time when our Congress and our president and our executive branch has been more on the take with more bribery. And I got to say, some of this is legal, folks. When I call it bribery, that's my words. All right. I consider if you pay a politician money and he gives you tons of taxpayer money back in return, quid pro quo for your paying him, I think that's bribery. Even if it's legal, I call it bribery. Maybe I'm just crazy. But have we ever had a time like this? I mean, let's recall what happened on the Medicare bill, on the prescription drug bill, the bill where Republicans said they were going to give a prescription drug benefit for seniors. Remember that bill? But instead gave hundreds of billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies, and the seniors haven't gotten penny one yet. Typical, right? It's very typical. It's like all this $62 billion in aid, Hurricane Katrina, that's supposed to go to the victims, but instead goes to the corporations that are giving them the donations. No real surprise, except that it's standard fare right here in Washington. Well, let's recall what happened with Tom DeLay. Remember, they were going to lose the prescription drug bill. Remember, it was voted down. A combination of about 90% of Democrats and about 20% of Republicans had voted down the bill to give tens of billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies in the guise of a prescription drug benefit for seniors. They voted down the bill, but Tom DeLay refused to follow the House rules, which says after 15 minutes the vote ends, held the vote open all night long, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., as the president and the vice president are sitting, calling, begging members of Congress to change their view. And indeed, Tom DeLay was doing his own arm twisting. He went to a congressman from Michigan and said, "You know what? I know your son wants to run for Congress someday. I'll give him $100,000 if you will change your vote on the bill." To his credit, the Republican congressman said no. But to the administration's discredit, no one prosecuted Tom DeLay for bribery. Why not? Well, according to Tom DeLay, this is all some incredible political thing here. As Ronnie Earle put it, to be called political by Tom DeLay is like being called ugly by a fraud, by a frog. Excuse me, he's a fraud too. But it seems to me that all you have to do is look at the general way he does things. Look at the fact that after the House Ethics Committee unanimously admonished him three times, what did he do? Did he change his ways? Did he stop the cash for favors in the U.S. Congress? No. No, he decided to change the committee. He took out the head of the committee, Republican Joel Heffley of Colorado, one of the few honorable Republicans in this nasty story, removed him from the committee, tried to change the rules so that an indicted felon could still be majority leader, and put on the committee a bunch of people who he'd given his dirty cash to. And they're on the ethics committee today. So what do we have? We have an ethics committee that's dysfunctional, but we still have an honest prosecutor in Texas. And Tom DeLay, my friends, he's going down. And when we come back, I want to talk about, well, another majority leader, Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee. No, he's not like Tom DeLay. I mean, he's not that kind of sleazy, crook, bribery guy that Tom DeLay is. But when he sold his stock, he could have done it in a way that was above reproach. Why didn't he do it? 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Tom DeLay hoping to return to the job of majority leader, but says he will keep a prominent leadership role in the meantime. The Republican congressman has been indicted for alleged criminal conspiracy and stepped down from his post. He told Fox News Sunday the indictment is frivolous and politics at its sleaziest. A series of deadly bombings on the Indonesian resort island of Bali Saturday, believed to be the work of terrorist suicide bombers. Three attacks killing 26 people and wounding more than 100 others. The U.S. top commander in the Middle East says there's always the chance things could deteriorate, but General John Abaze telling NBC's Meet the Press that if a legitimate representative government emerges in Iraq, there's no reason why U.S. troops can't start coming home in the spring. Two Palestinians have been killed in a flare-up of factional fighting in Gaza. Medics say there have been battles between Palestinian police and gunmen with the terrorist group Hamas around Gaza City.
Following from News Broadcast Network.
Each year, more than 200,000 people are hospitalized and about 36,000 die from influenza. People at high risk for influenza are urged to get immunized this season. People at risk include those 65 and older, children aged 6 through 23 months, those with chronic medical conditions such as asthma and diabetes, and women who may be pregnant during the influenza season. For more information on reducing influenza risks, contact your local health care provider. I'm John Tritton. Will Americans choose a blue-eyed beauty or a hazel-eyed hottie as the celebrity with the most beautiful eyes? Complete Moisture Plus Multipurpose Contact Solution has begun a search for America's most beautiful eyes with film and television star Melinda Clark. A portion of proceeds from this promotional period will benefit Vision USA, a nonprofit organization that provides basic eye health and vision care services free of charge to low-income individuals and families. I'm John Tritton.
A study from Essen University in Germany shows that abstinence raises blood testosterone levels. Sexual desire in both men and women is controlled by blood levels of the male hormone testosterone. Giving testosterone to men and women with normal desires and normal blood levels of testosterone increases desire. Healthy female athletes who take male hormones to make themselves stronger have increased sexual desire and often prefer making love to training for their sports. This study shows that abstinence increases sexual desire by raising testosterone. High testosterone levels benefit athletes by making them stronger and help them recover faster. So now we know why coaches tell their athletes to abstain from making love before major competitions. For a copy of Report 9782 with journal references, go to drmirkin.com. That's drmirkin.com. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There's so much corruption in Congress and so little time to talk about it. We can definitely continue to talk about DeLay. I want to briefly talk about Bill Frist, and then I promise to get to your calls at 877-528-TALK. And there's more. I definitely want to talk about the trickle-down ideas of spending tens of billions of dollars supposedly on Katrina victims, but won't get to most of them. And I also want to talk about the losing war in Iraq and when it is time to pull out and when the Democrats will make it clear that it's time to pull out. Of course, there's also Plamegate, Judith Miller out of jail, all these topics, 877-528-TALK. Let me briefly talk about Bill Frist, though. Now, as I said, the Senate Majority Leader, Bill Frist, is no Tom DeLay. I mean, there's no one more sleazy in Congress, I think, than Tom DeLay, and that would include Duke Cunningham of San Diego, who's not running again due to his sleaze factor. Tom DeLay just happens to be a little better at the sleaze and bigger amounts of money than Duke Cunningham. But Bill Frist is he's a doctor. He, of course, has misstated science that he knows to be untrue, like when he tries to help the religious right by claiming that tears can cause AIDS and silly stuff like that. So Frist has definitely had his dishonest moments, but he's really in trouble now because the SEC is investigating his sale of large shares of his family-owned corporation, HCA, the Hospital Corporation of America, that he made right before the stock profits went down. And I've talked with friends of mine who are Republicans about Bill Frist, and they say he's an honest man. He just wanted to sell his stock in the blind trust so there wouldn't be a conflict of interest, and sold it. And now, damned if you do, damned if you don't, if he hadn't sold it, he would have gotten in trouble for giving huge tax benefits to healthcare corporations, as they did in the prescription drug bill, because he would profit from that. And if he had sold it, look, now you're claiming that he's doing insider trading. Let me tell you how I respond to people like that. There are ways to sell stock that are perfectly legitimate, above board, and cannot be insider trading. Here, Bill Frist, if you'd asked my advice, what I would have told you to do. I hear you want to sell your massive holding in HCA, okay? Here's what you do, Bill Frist. Let's say you tell me you want to do this in May. What we do is we announce on May 10th that on July 10th, 2 months from now, you are going to sell your entire share of HCA, or however much you want to share, sell a third of it, half of it, whatever. You're not going to sell it all on July 10th, 2 months from now, because then the stock would take a nosedive. Instead, you're going to sell 1/30th of it every day. We'll exclude weekends. So 1/20th of it every day for a month, from July 10th to August 10th. And then everybody knows months ahead of time exactly how you plan to sell it. And you continue to do that no matter what the price does. Now, if people want to sell it before you do, they can. They know what you're going to do. There's no question that you're not profiting from insider information. Instead, Bill Frist sold at the same time as a bunch of execs from HCA sold, and lo and behold, it turned out that the stock was heading for a nosedive because the corporation had problems. Now, this kind of insider trading is exactly the kind of thing that originally got Martha Stewart in trouble. She was later convicted of lying to federal investigators. People understand that it's bad, but there are ways out of it. And if Senator Frist had asked my advice, I would have told him, let people know in advance. How can anyone claim there's anything wrong with that? If you let people know in advance, then no one can claim you're getting ahead of anything. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK. Let me go now to Mike in San Diego. Mike, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi. You had mentioned that you disagreed with corporations donating to politicians.
I do.
I was just wondering what your stance is with unions donating to political campaigns if they're basically tied to corporations.
Well, I see unions differently, and I'll tell you why. Unions elect their membership. And they elect their membership, they elect their leadership based on one man, one vote. A union is a bunch of people that get together for a partly political purpose, and that purpose is higher wages, better benefits for those workers. And that's a purpose not just with, you know, bargaining with the corporation, but also with pushing things in Washington. To me, a union is very similar to a bunch of people who support the NRA or support pro-choice or pro-life or whatever. That's citizens coming together, and they vote for their leadership. A corporation is not that way. A corporation does not vote for its leadership. Shareholders do not get equal votes. They vote based on the percentage of money that's in there. And the problem with corporate law, in fact, right now, is that shareholders have virtually no control over corporations. I may hold a share in Exxon, but that doesn't mean I support Exxon's political views. The purpose of a corporation, the reason it's set up by the state, is to make money. That's its purpose. That is its sole legal purpose, to make money. And if they think that by contributing to a congressman they're going to make money, to me that's a bribe. And if they think that by contributing to the congressman they're not going to make money, then to me they're violating their legal purpose, which is to make money. I see that very different from unions. You disagree or you agree?
Oh, well, actually, I was just more interested in what your take on with that new legislation coming out to kind of require that the union members get permission from the union before they contribute to political causes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that. It seems to me that people joining together for a common cause, not making money, but, you know, a common cause. I mean, I understand the union members want to help themselves. They want to help themselves make money. But the difference is that a corporation is – people invest in corporations not because they agree with their political agenda, but because the corporations, you know, they want to make money. They want their assets to be there. And when my share – my company that I own a share in, you know, gives money to George Bush, that makes me very angry. I don't want them to do that. I don't invest – I don't believe that politicians should win based on the amount of money they get, particularly if they get money from me, because I'm just trying to invest in this corporation to make a buck. Right. Now, again, it's not about the political views of the corporation. Like I said, I, you know, I happen to be not a big fan of the National Rifle Association. I admit it. Not at all. But if people want to join together and protect their rights to, you know, cop killer bullets, which I don't think they have, but okay – to me, that is their free speech right. They can give money to the NRA. The NRA can give money. Same thing, pro-life, pro-choice on abortion, any of these groups. But a corporation is not an organization. It's not an association where its members come together voluntarily, as a union is, and elects their membership. It is a legal fiction to create money. And so I think Texas law is right on the money there. Corporations should not give political donations.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. My only line that I had as you know determining the difference between the two is that the majority of unions don't. It's not an option to buy into a union; that you're almost required to be employed by a certain company, and so therefore, if your company is donating to a political cause, you don't have any more control over that as a you know an individual employee anymore than if you were a member of a union, which.
Well, that's a good point. I'll grant you that. There's closed shops and open shops. If you are voluntarily joining a union, then there's no problem when an association gives money, as far as I'm concerned, to campaign. If you're forced to join the union in order to work in that place, if that's a requirement, then I think there's a stronger point for saying that, yeah, unions shouldn't give either. I do. Thanks for your call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. I got other callers on the line, but we have to take a break. Please hang on the line. If you want to join in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. There are so many things to talk about this week. We'll be right back after this.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you have ever dreamed of? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful children and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about EasyBiz23.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month, and now she earns $16,000 a month. Tori says before she started her own business, she worked 10 hours a day in a high-pressure job. She wore out her car commuting back and forth to work. Now she makes over $100,000 a year in her pajamas. Go online to find out more at EasyBiz23.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's www.EasyBiz23.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to EasyBiz23.com. That's EasyBiz, the number 23.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. E. Mord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're talking about really any and everything this Sunday. I definitely want to get to Hurricane Katrina and all the relief going to people who really don't need it, at least most of it going to them. And I definitely want to get to the war in Iraq as well, because we're losing it, folks. But first, I want to finish talking about the incredible corruption. And I think nothing makes it clearer than the indictment of Tom DeLay. And I've got a caller on the line that wants to talk about this. Her name is Denise from San Diego. Denise, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yeah, are you in Washington, D.C. or
I
Washington
am.
State?
Oh, no, Washington, D.C.
Oh, how interesting. I wanted to ask you, I have two questions.
Okay.
Would you say 80% of the people in the government that are like congressmen or higher up, are they mostly doing this bribery mostly on campaign issues? And also, this Tom DeLay, where does he get this money to pay these corporations when they donate money to him
okay,
for his campaign? Well, is it for his campaign they were donating all this money?
Yeah, let me deal with your second question first, and then I'm not quite sure what you mean by your first question. I'll ask you again. First of all, the second question. Basically, what Tom DeLay does is he takes money, not just for himself. He's very generous about sharing it among fellow Republicans. I mean, he has given virtually every Republican member of Congress has gotten a check from Tom DeLay, which is why his bribery is not just about him. It's really about almost the entire Republican Party. Now, not all of them. I mean, there are people like, as I said, Chris Shays of Connecticut or Joel Heffley of Colorado who are honest Republicans. But the great majority of them are getting money from him. And what he does is he will go on, say, these golfing trips with people. And the lobbyist will give him money. And in return, he will give them taxpayer money. He'll give them your money, Denise. He will, for example, the energy bill gave billions of dollars to oil companies that are already making record profits. Or there's the highway bill where Don Young of Alaska got a bridge out to his campaign contributors. They had given him a lot of money, so instead he built a bridge for $213 million of your and my money to an island in Alaska where only 50 people live. Just to give you a comparison, New Orleans wanted $300 million, almost the same amount of money, a little bit more, to fix its levees, and that was refused. Because, well, I guess the people of New Orleans hadn't given enough money to Tom DeLay. There's so many examples of this. I mean, there's the pharmaceutical industry that has pocketed billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, I should say, from the drug benefit plan. And, I mean, Tom DeLay's been very clear about it. He's been very clear that you have to give him money to get benefits. Let me give you an example. There was a... there was a trade organization called the Electronic Industries Alliance. All right, they make electronics, and they came together to lobby, not real different from any other lobbying organization. But they hired as their president a former Democratic congressman. Well, Tom DeLay made it clear that they would not be getting the corporate welfare that all these other corporations were getting. They would be denied their pig, in the taxpayer trough, if they didn't fire their head, who was a former Democratic congressman, and put in a former Republican congressman. So that's how he uses his power. And, I mean, the fact that he was admonished by an ethics committee unanimously consisting of five Democrats and five Republicans tells you how widespread this is. And I'll tell you this, everybody in Congress knows it. The titular head of the Republican in the House is Speaker Dennis Hastert. But Hastert is a DeLay protege. DeLay, like Cheney or Karl Rove, likes to work in the shadows, doesn't want to be right out front in the spotlight. So he has been controlling the House, well, really, certainly since when I worked in Congress, but for years before as well. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Do they have investigators that check all these politicians out to see if they're doing things right?
Well, they have. There are certainly groups around the country that do that. I've had some of them on my program, Centers for Responsibility and Ethics, all kinds of think tanks that do their job. But in government, the people that are supposed to check them out are the ethics committees. That I said what they did, the ethics committee admonished Tom DeLay three times before his indictment, unanimously. And so what did Tom DeLay do? He set about changing the membership of the ethics committee. If you don't like when the judge says you're a criminal, you change the judge. Instead of Tom DeLay changing his practices, he kicked them all out, including Joel Heffley, and stuck in people like Lamar Smith of Texas and others of his cronies who he financed their campaigns. He also changed the rules to say that even if you're indicted, you can still be majority leader of Congress. And that raised such a hullabaloo that they actually backed down on that, which is why he's resigned right now.
So what I want to ask you is, these problems with the government, Is it all, mostly on campaign issues? You know, that was my first question.
Yeah, you said on campaign issues. It's
like electing the officials.
Well, I mean, it's broader than that. I mean, they get the money from donations. But the money goes in every, I mean, whether it's huge tax cuts. I mean, look at how much money Halliburton's gotten in no-bid contracts. Now, what's a no-bid contract? It's a contract where instead of the government saying, all right, you five companies, we want you to do this task. Who can do it for the cheapest rate? That would be a bid contract. They just say, Halliburton, I remember you. Dick Cheney used to run your company. Here, have hundreds of billions of dollars, and we won't check to see whether you're spending it well or not. And then you even have government investigators like the ones you mentioned. In the executive branch, there are also inspector generals in Congress at the General Accounting Office, and they would go and they'd see Halliburton wasting the money, charging $5 a gallon for gasoline or huge amounts for toilet seats and things that you can buy much cheaper. And so it's part of our government policy that when someone commits fraud, as Halliburton has done with our taxpayer money, you stop giving them money. But then the executive branch, and this is more corruption in the president's branch rather than Congress, but the executive branch then waived the requirement that you not commit fraud to get government contracts. They said, they committed fraud. Everyone commits fraud, and they gave them more money. So the problem we have is that the cops, if you will, the foxes are guarding the hen house, right? The people who are supposed to be watching this kind of thing are exactly the crooks doing it. And so we have a president that even if something important as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the people that are supposed to protect us from hurricanes, they put a crony there, Mike Brown, who did nothing but help contribute to Bush's 2000 campaign and apparently judged Arabian racehorses but wasn't that good at it. I mean, we are living in a country run by a government full of cronies, full of corruption. They're all pigs at the trough.
So what are we going to do?
Well, what we got to do, obviously, is in November 2006, we got to clean out the trough.
I see. Well, that Katrina hurricane was during that Labor Day weekend, the holidays. I think it was September 1st.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was I was thinking, well, maybe that's why it was difficult for FEMA to come in because everybody was out of town. It was a holiday
Denise,
weekend.
I want you to hang on with me. We're going to come back after a break. It was Labor Day. They still should have been on the ball. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK. Stick around, Denise. We'll be right back.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
For many kids, high school graduation is still a dream, not a reality. For them, a brighter future might be within view, but not within reach. Fortunately, there are boys and girls clubs all over the country helping these kids find their way. When they join the club, they're entering a positive place, a place where they could take advantage of numerous educational programs and eventually even receive college scholarships. Most of the kids who go to the Boys and Girls Clubs will go on to college. Often they're the first ones in their family to do that. But for every child we help, there are thousands more who still need to be given that opportunity. I'm Denzel Washington, and I'm asking you to help these kids create a positive future instead of just dreaming about it. Call 1-800-854-CLUB and support a program that works. The Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. I've been looking at some of the corporations that have given money to the Tom DeLay Foundation for Kids. Basically, what Tom DeLay would do is he would ask that money not be given directly to him, but instead be given to the DeLay Foundation for Kids, which is interesting. He would do this mostly at these big golf outings with these huge corporations. He's gotten more than $7 million for his Foundation for Kids from companies like AT&T, the Corrections Corporation of America, ExxonMobil, Limited Brown, Southern Company, Bill and Melinda Gates, Michael Dell of Dell Computers. Individual golf outings have raised over $1 million. So how much of this money has actually gone to children of the $7 million collected? So far, about 80,000, or a little over 1%. Where's the other 99% going? Well, if you want to know about that, you better watch the Tom DeLay trial. We'll see where it goes. I still have Denise on the line from San Diego. Denise, you want to talk a little bit more about Hurricane Katrina? I got to tell you, I looked. You said something about it happening over Labor Day. Grabbed my calendar.
It was a holiday weekend, and I can understand a lot of people out of town. And I had a feeling that Mike Brown probably didn't hear about all this until maybe a couple days, maybe almost a week later.
Well, I'll tell you this. I went and I checked the date again. It happens to have been the week before Labor Day.
Oh, it was?
But, yeah, it was. It was August 31st, 1st, 2nd. But the thing is that Mike Brown knew it was coming. They all knew it was coming.
But he didn't think it was that bad. I don't think he thought it was going to be that bad.
Well, I'll tell you this. FEMA had done a study before. In fact, it was just December of 2004. They did a study. What would happen if a Category 3 or Category 4 hurricane were to hit New Orleans? And they found that 500,000 homes would be destroyed, would be flooded, that hundreds of thousands of people would be displaced. They found in that study almost exactly what ended up happening. So, you know, apparently the Arabian horse judger didn't take the time to read that study because he was asked to devote resources before the hurricane hit the ground, and he didn't do it. He didn't do anything.
He knew about all that before it happened?
Well, you know, whether he actually read the reports of his own organization, I don't know. I wasn't there. But FEMA certainly knew about it. I mean, they had weathermen. They had the National Weather Service. I don't want to just say just weathermen. They were the National Weather Service, the leading meteorologists, the people who watched this most closely, telling FEMA this was catastrophic. And FEMA, again, just did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. They were waiting for the governor and the mayor to tell them what to do. But the governor and mayor were begging them for help.
So is FEMA in every state, or where are they usually at?
Yeah, FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They are a coordinating agency. They're in every state in the United States. It is their job to help state and local officials deal with all the people that are hit by a disaster.
Well, I met a guy from New Orleans that was in a disaster, and he was telling me it was mostly the Red Cross and the churches that were donating all this money and helping the people in New Orleans. He said FEMA didn't do anything.
That's right.
It was mostly the churches and the Red Cross
that were there. That's exactly right. And FEMA, in fact, Mike Brown has said that it should be just the charitable organizations, and I appreciate the work that they do. But basically his view is, I think, a typical conservative view, which is when people are in need, the government is not going to help them. They're just going to have to rely on private charity. And it's really a shocking view, given the hundreds of billions of dollars we're in debt, that our government doesn't feel that they should help us out. Here, this is a direct quote from Mike Brown, and then we have to go to a break. He says, quote, "And while my heart goes out to people on fixed incomes, in my opinion, it's the responsibility of faith-based organizations, churches and charities and others to help those people," unquote. I respond to Mike Brown that FEMA is supposed to be there to help people. We have to take a break. We'll be right back with the next hour of the Inside Scoop. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
Twinkle, twinkle, little,
Poor nutrition in their first 5 years can limit memory development.
A, B, C, D, D.
affect the rest of their lives.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the.
Get proper nutrition before it's too late. Call or visit WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food for women, infants, children. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ag Council.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRate reporting.
Iraqi soldiers are fighting and dying out there for their country. They're standing with American forces in the field. They own certain portions of the battle space that they never had before. And they are making a contribution to the security of their country.
The commander of U.S. operations in Iraq says progress is being made in training Iraqi forces to handle stability and security in that country. General John Abizaid, appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. He disagrees with reports that say the number of Iraqi troops trained since the U.S. invaded 2.5 years ago is minimal.
Building an institution takes time, especially where you think we were before. And we're pretty satisfied that over time the Iraqis will be able to take the lead in counterinsurgency operations.
Meantime, U.S. citizens in Indonesia are being warned that they could be targets of terrorists. The warning from the American embassy comes after a series of bombs that ripped through three cafes in Bali Saturday. 26 people killed, more than 120 others injured. It's the same area that was bombed 3 years ago, killing more than 200 people. A group thought to be connected to Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the murderous attack. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas planning a summit. A statement from Sharon's office saying the two plan to improve cooperation. USA Radio Network News.
Has the rising cost of health insurance left you and your family without coverage? Do you fear large medical bills could ruin you financially? You're not alone. Effective immediately, for as little as $139 a month, you're eligible for a quality association health plan that can drastically reduce the cost of doctor visits, hospital stays, accident coverage, emergency rooms, even vision and dental. Plus, a powerful prescription plan with deep discounts on name brand and generic drugs. Pre-existing conditions accepted for all ages. You can't be denied. Call National Way Healthcare Association now for more information. Call 800-613-9304.
I'm self-employed. I broke my arm. It cost $1,800. With my plan, I paid just $100.
I can have a qualified physician evaluate my health records, ask questions, and prescribe medicine over the phone.
Join today and use your doctor and prescription benefits immediately. You can't be denied. Call 800-613-9304. That's 800-613-9304.
Not available in all states.
Reports are conflicting, but as many as 19 people may have been killed today when a tour boat overturned on Lake George in northern New York State. The boat Ethan Allen was carrying about 50 people this afternoon when it capsized. Fox News reporting the 40-foot boat normally does one-hour tours, and the accident apparently happened along the shoreline. The boat might have been caught in the wake of another boat and flipped over. The Minutemen Civil Defense Corps expanding their border watch efforts now to 12 border states. These operations will take place along the border in all four southern states and in several states in the north. Co-founder Chris Simcox says Americans have an obligation to protect their borders.
It's a continuing threat to national security and public safety in this nation, and we must do something about it.
Most of the state affiliates will be running border watch operations for the entire month of October. Minutemen volunteers have acted as extra eyes and ears for the Border Patrol, spotting illegal activity at the border and reporting it to authorities. You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Greg and Elisa Hall met at church. 2 years later, they were married. You're going to be surprised to find out how they put themselves through college. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. Greg and Elisa built a three-step plan home business. Today, Greg is a full-time minister and Elisa a stay-at-home mom. For information on how you can work from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-879-5819.
Congressman Tom DeLay says the indictment against him is an example of sleazy politics. DeLay had to step down as House Majority Leader last week after being charged with conspiring to violate campaign finance laws. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, he said Democrats have been trying to oust him from his position for years. Fire crews are in Burbank battling a blaze in the Wildwood Canyon Park area. It has charred over 1,100 acres and is 30% contained. Fire officials say the blaze spread Saturday to the Staw Canyon Nature Center as well as the Verdugo Mountains above the city. Burbank Fire Department Captain Ron Bell saying the biggest concern now is the possibility of Santa Ana winds blowing through the area later this week.
That's exactly why we're holding everyone at this point, is because of that Santa Ana wind condition that's being projected now. Apparently, we've got a couple of weather fronts that may push that one way or the other. So the next 12 to 24 hours are going to be very important weather-wise for us.
More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. Your support for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund makes help possible. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.
What some people are saying about your morning with Jim Harrington and friends.
Hello, this is Dr. Evil. I'm listening to Your Morning with Jim Harrington and Friends on my very evil radio. Okay, yes, somebody give me a freaking break here. I don't understand the jokes.
Well, Austin gets them. Your Morning with Jim Harrington and Friends, Monday through Friday, right here.
6 to 10 Eastern Time on the Talkstar Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the Talkstar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at talkstarradio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at talkstarradio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, the second hour of the Sunday Weekly Review. There are so many things that are going on this week, and I do appreciate your calls at 877-528-TALK. We just heard from Denise, who was talking about Hurricane Katrina and what Mike Brown, the FEMA director, knew or should have known before Katrina hit. This, of course, is the same Mike Brown who George Bush praised as doing, is saying, quote, "Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job," unquote, until, well, enough people complained that Brownie really wasn't doing such a good job. Blackie may have been doing a better job, I don't know, but Mike Brown was not doing a good job. I actually went to the New York Times to get specifics on what I had told Denise in the first hour. Let me read to you some of what I found there. As I mentioned on air last hour, FEMA directed federal and state local officials to have a simulation of what a Category 3 hurricane, one weaker than Hurricane Katrina, would do if it hit southeast Louisiana. It cost them $1 million. I think it was $1 million. I think was well spent. They called it Hurricane Pam, and they found if it was Category 3 or a weaker hurricane than Hurricane Katrina, that the prediction showed that floodwaters would go over the levees, there'd be high casualties, there'd be a mass evacuation, hundreds of thousands of homes would be destroyed, 500,000 people left homeless, and all 40 medical facilities in New Orleans, in the impacted area, would be isolated and useless. Now, Brown had the report. Now, maybe he was too busy, you know, judging those Arabian racehorses, but the report was made many, many months before Hurricane Katrina, and the National Weather Service said it wasn't a Category 3 like Pam that would lead 500,000 people homeless and hundreds of thousands of homes destroyed. It was Category 4, a bigger storm. Then Category 5. The biggest possible storm. Then back to a Category 4, still worse than the 3. And he was asked to put a wide-scale deployment of FEMA workers out there, and he said no. He put a few rescue communications teams. Apparently, Mike Brown believes, you know, this is up to the Red Cross. The government just isn't up to it. The government, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, just really isn't up to helping emergency management. And I think it's because he believed that, well, like most conservatives who don't believe that government can possibly work, he didn't believe it could work at all. And one of my biggest problems with the big spending conservatives that run our government right now is that if they don't believe our government can work, they really should shut it down. The only thing worse than having no FEMA at all is having a FEMA so incompetent that people expect it to work and it doesn't. If you can't make government work, George Bush, then get out of government. Of course, it wasn't until after the hurricane happened and hit that they sent 1,000 workers to the area. In fact, we now know that Mike Brown knew the levees broke when they broke early Monday morning. Though as late as Thursday, they didn't know that there were people that were still in the convention center without food or water or security. We know that the National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning, predicting 3 to 8 feet of water in the area from a levee breach. But the National Security Advisor, Chertoff, said, I read the headlines saying New Orleans dodged the bullets. Well, you'd think he might respect the National Weather Service instead. The failures here are legion. And what I am interested in, and I do want to talk about later on this hour, is not just the failures, but how we're trying to fix it. Because we're throwing tens of billions of dollars away to huge corporations. It's not going down to the individuals. Anyway, I know I've got some callers on the line. 877-528-TALK. Let me go to Leanne. Leanne, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. I love your show. I get a lot out of it every Sunday. And I have a question for you. I'm beginning to get very discouraged with the political process in this country. And I'm just wondering, can the Democratic Party ever regain control? I mean, we're dealing with a very well-oiled Republican machine. They're very corrupt. We've seen that with Tom DeLay. They seem to be really put together. And the Democrats seem to be disorganized at this time. Has the country, the people of this country, really moved that right, that we might as well just give it up? We can't. I mean, the Democrats are just done. It just seems very discouraging right now. We're not getting any leadership out of them. With this new Supreme Court thing coming on Monday or Tuesday, I'm just, like, shivering to see who Bush is going to put up there and if the Democrats are going to let us down again and do what they did with Roberts.
Well, Leanne, I agree with a lot of what you have to say. I certainly have never given up hope. If I gave up hope, I wouldn't have left my job working in Congress to do the radio, frankly, 2.5 years ago. I think there's more hope now than ever before. And there's no question that the public, the general public, the middle of America, I think is finally starting to see, with the Tom DeLay indictment, with the allegations into DeFrist's inside stock sale, with the traitors of Karl Rove and Vice President Cheney, the traitors willing to disclose a CIA agent to try to, slander a guy, Joe Wilson, who tried to interrupt their lives in the Iraq War. I think the American people are starting to see it. But I'll tell you this, and I want to talk about it more after the break. What you say about the Democratic Party, I'm afraid I largely agree with you as well. I don't know if anyone saw Meet the Press today, but I want to talk about... Well, good. I want to talk about Rahm Emanuel, because I didn't think he did a good enough job, in my view. If you want to call in, stick around, Leanne. We'll be right back. If you want to join the discussion, 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family. If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. So I was watching Meet the Press this morning. I don't know if you saw it. We had a very interesting discussion on Iraq, which I do want to get to if there's time later on in the hour. Very interesting discussion of the fact that only 4 to 10% of the people fighting us in Iraq are foreign powers. 90 to 96% are native Iraqis that just want us gone, on how we have less battalions that can fight, Iraqi battalions that can fight on their own now. Out of 86, it used to be 3 were battle ready, now just 1 is. And talking about the fact that the constitution that we're developing for Iraq, the people are likely to vote down. It was pretty powerful stuff. And then the conversation moved on to Tom DeLay, to the big troubles in the Republican Party. They had Congressman Tom Reynolds, Republican of New York, Congressman Rahm Emanuel, Democrat of Illinois. And when they talked about Tom DeLay, I was really proud of Rahm Emanuel. I thought he was strong. I thought he was powerful. I thought he talked very well about the culture of corruption in our government right now. And, of course, Tom Reynolds, Republican, was completely disingenuous is the word I'm looking for, which is a big word that means he was lying. He was lying in a manipulative way. I mean, lying the way only a true politician can. He didn't quite, for example, when he said, well, and according to our rules, Tom DeLay had to resign, and didn't mention that actually the Republicans in the House voted to change those rules to allow an indicted felon to run the Republican Party, to run the Congress, and then had to change it back later. Oops, didn't happen to mention that. And it's only because of the Democrats forcing the Republicans not to allow someone indicted for illegal campaign contributions to run the Republican Party. It's only because of that that he's gone. He didn't say that. He just said, oh, well, you know, the rules make us, you know, remove him. So when Rahm Emanuel was talking about the Republicans and how corrupt they were, he was dead on. He mentioned the bribery on the House floor on the prescription drug bill. He was dead on. I thought he was solid. I was thinking, you know, I'm going to praise Rahm Emanuel on this show. And then Tim Russert, who is probably the best damn interviewer in Washington, Ted Koppel is a close second, did as he's supposed to do, as a member of the press is supposed to do. He turned on Rahm Emanuel and he said, well, Rahm Emanuel, you know, you've complained about the huge, massive spending of the Republicans and their corruption. But people are saying, what's your plan? We heard from Leanne just before the break. She's disappointing the Democrats. What's their plan? And he said, Rahm Emanuel, what do you think we should do? Rahm Emanuel said, well, I think we need universal health care. I think we need a college education for every American. And so Tim Russert said, how would you pay for it? And I was ready with an answer. Tim Russert, hey, interview me. I was ready for an answer. What did Rahm Emanuel said? He said, we'll have a summit on it. Oh, come on. Congressman Emanuel, have a summit on it. I don't expect you to give those answers. I expect you as a Democrat to give better answers. Let me give you my answers, all right? Here are my answers. If I were running the Democratic Party, I would say, I'll tell you where the money's coming from, Tim. First thing we're going to do is we're going to repeal all that corporate welfare, the tens and hundreds of billions of dollars we gave to companies who don't need the money in the energy bill, and the pharmaceutical companies that don't need the money in the Medicare bill. And yes, all that extra money we spent on the farm bill. And yes, all that pork we wasted on the transportation bill. That would bring us hundreds of billions of dollars. I would also repeal the Bush tax cuts for the super wealthy, bring us back to the tax structure we had under Bill Clinton when we had, need I remind you, the lowest poverty in modern times, the highest surplus in modern times, the best economy in modern times, real wages rising up, average incomes, median incomes higher, we did very well. I would bring back the estate tax because I believe that people who work hard for a living should pay less taxes than people who've never worked a day in their life and just marry a rich dying man like Anna Nicole Smith did. Now, Rahm Emanuel didn't say all that. He didn't say half of it. He said he was going to have a committee. And this is the problem with the Democratic Party, folks. This is the problem. It's not, as Leanne is concerned, that the public has moved too far to the right. I don't think that's it. I think that there are people, independents, who recognize the incredible oily corruption in the Republican Party, are looking for leadership from the Democrats, and they're not getting it. Tim Russert asked Rahm Emanuel when he was complaining about how clearly the Republicans botched the war on Iraq if it's time to bring the troops home. Had he asked me, I would have said, yes, it is time. It's not working. It's simply not working. I'm not saying bring them all out today. I think you could draw them down over a period of a year. But the point is, the Iraqis don't want us there. Remember, the majority of Iraqis voted for a party whose main platform was the United States out of Iraq. And it was only more wasted taxpayer money that convinced those corrupt officials to change their mind and let us be there. Well, I don't want to have to pay a country's leadership to pay a bunch of corrupt people at the top to convince us to stay. They want us gone. And yes, we've lost 2,000 lives. And yes, we have 10,000 plus wounded. And yes, tens of thousands of Iraqis dead. But it's only going to get worse, folks. So I want the Democrats to stand up and say exactly what they would do. I want a democratic contract with America, as the Republicans did in 1994. And here's the slogan, folks. You heard it here first. The new Democratic Party, watching your money, protecting your freedom. I believe, as most Democrats believe, as most Americans believe, in fiscal conservatism and social liberalism. We know the Republicans cannot be trusted with our money. They are putting us in huge, massive debt. It will take generations to get out from the biggest spending president in American history, George W. Bush. But Democrats today are fiscal conservatives. They will watch your money, and they will also protect your freedoms. We Democrats don't want government peering into our bedrooms, telling us how to pray, telling us how to have sex, telling us what we can do with our private lives. We believe in liberty. We believe that government should stay out of our private lives. It's a simple slogan. I think it's where most Americans stand. And Leanne, this is what I would advise the new Democratic Party. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Want to know how a bad toupee saved a young executive from baldness? Bobby started losing his hair in his 20s. He was athletic, strong, and had begun his family, yet his confidence dwindled with his hair loss. So he tried a toupee. They promised it would look like real hair. What he got was itchy and unnatural. Then he decided to do research on hair loss. He found out he could get his own natural hair to grow back. He interviewed the doctors and other medical hair restoration clients, and he was amazed at the results. Now, for the happy ending, Bobby looks incredible. He says MHR changed changed his attitude in life. If you're losing your hair, don't spend a penny until you get the free interactive DVD from Medical Hair Restoration to learn about the natural options. See real-life before and after pictures and get the full story on getting your real hair back. Call to order your free DVD now. There is no obligation. Call 800-936-2823. 800-936-2823. For an amazing free DVD, call now. 800-936-2823.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. E. Mord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop and the Sunday Weekly Review. Let me go now to one of my favorite callers right here on the Inside Scoop. It's Gordon from Michigan. Gordon, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yeah, Mark, I thought it was quite amazing that General Al-Azad could say with a straight face that we're making progress in Iraq.
You know what? I don't think he believed it. I mean, you could see his eyes. You know, if he were on a witness stand, and I've had my share as a trial lawyer, his mouth said one thing and his eyes said something else. And in fact, when Tim Russert said to him he said something to the effect of, Dick Cheney had said the insurgency was in its last throes, he snapped back. Oh, military men have never said that. You know, I thought he was backing off.
Well, you know, I don't, if he had to answer to, say, General Patton or something and make that kind of a statement, say, in World War II, I don't think he would keep his command that long. I mean, how do you go, this is one concept I just can't understand. How do you go from being combat ready to being not combat ready?
Yeah, we went backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we had 3 out of 86, and I talked about it on this show, and I said, great, we have 3 in 2 years, so I did some addition and figured out that it would take about 28 years until they were all ready, assuming we got 3 every 2 years. I didn't even conceive we could go backwards. I didn't even think about it. I did not think that the Bush administration could be even more incompetent than they had been, but, they keep surprising me, Gordon. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, let's see, it took 2.5 years to assemble 86 battalions, and we've got one that I don't think they mean combat ready. I think they just mean troops that they could actually count on.
Well, yeah, the ones that won't run away,
loyal.
And I'm not so sure that they won't run away. Here's the thing. Bush talks all the time about Iraq for the Iraqis. And so you heard Abizade, and I don't know that all our listeners did. You and I heard it. We were talking about the constitutional election that's going to happen October 15th. And Tim Russert said, well, what if the people vote down the Constitution? And Abizade's response was, well, that's part of the political process. You know, that's democracy if they vote down the Constitution. You know what it made me think of? It made me think of our own American Civil War. The various states voted to secede from the Union. This was democratic. The legislature of South Carolina and Alabama and Virginia and Tennessee voted to secede from the Union. It was very democratic, and it led to civil war. And I guess the way I see it is if the civil war is coming between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds, better it come now and we get out of the way. My own view, and I know you've heard me say this, Gordon, is that I've long supported, long before I came on the radio, I've long supported an independent Kurdistan. These people are democratic. They have oil. They support the United States. They are really the only people that are loyal to us in Iraq. They don't have their own state. I mean, they don't have, and there is no independent Kurdish state. The rest are Arab states. I'd let them have northern Iraq. I think it's probably the only part that's functioning. And then the Shiites and the Sunnis, let them decide. Let them do what they want. If they want to split up into two countries, fine. If they don't, fine. But I just don't know why we should say anything about it.
Oh, yeah. Don't expect the Sunnis to back down at all. They're a strong bloc. They're basically Saddam's army that never was defeated. They just went into hiding, and we've never really addressed their forces. And although they are, the Shiites do outnumber them, you can expect a strong conflict between those two forces.
You know what we need, Gordon? We need a strong man, a dictator who's brutal, yes, but stable nonetheless, someone who does not allow terrorists in his country, who's secular, who's not a theocrat, doesn't allow Osama bin Laden in, gives his women equal rights. Sure, he's a strong man, he's corrupt, and sure, he tortures his own people, but, you know, no more or less than we do in Iraq. You know who I think we need back?
I think I know who you're talking about. He's on ICE right now, and we can...
We know where he is. We know where he is. His name is Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, I'm only about 70% joking. Because Iraq under Saddam Hussein didn't attack the United States, had no connection to Al Qaeda. It was not a happy place, but they had electricity. You know, I'm not so sure that Iraq is better off than it was 4 years ago. Hey, Gordon, thanks so much for your call.
Okie dokie.
We'll be right back with more of your calls, 877-528-TALK, right after this.
This is Newsbreak. The former House Majority Leader says that he'll still work for his party's agenda. Congressman Tom DeLay lost his House post when he was indicted for alleged criminal conspiracy and fundraising. DeLay telling Fox News Sunday that he maintains his partnership with White House Speaker Dennis Hassert and will continue to push what he says is a very ambitious GOP agenda. Terrorist suicide bombers thought to be at fault for three deadly explosions at cafes in a tourist area in Bali. The resort island's chief of police saying it's thought the bombers were wearing the explosives. More than two dozen people were killed, more than 120 others injured. A U.S. military spokesman saying he has no knowledge that Al-Qaeda has captured two U.S. Marines. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Boland says he suspects they are unfounded rumors. A Gaza police commander and two civilians were killed in gun battles involving terrorist Hamas gunmen. More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack DeRay.
The following from News Broadcast Network. Global Insight, an economic and financial analysis company, has released a new study explaining the impact that the equipment leasing and finance industry has on the U.S. economy and jobs. The results of the study show that over the 1997 through 2004 period, the equipment leasing industry annually produced as much as $315 billion in additional real gross domestic product and created as many as 7 million additional jobs. I'm Lee Shepard. Kenny Thomas of Visa USA says employers can help their employees by offering options like payroll cards, which are both convenient and cost-effective.
Payroll cards give employees without checking accounts greater access and control to their finances. Instead of standing in long lines and paying check cashing fees, employees can sign up for direct deposit and use a payroll card to pay bills and track spending while enjoying security protections not available with cash.
I'm Joe Graydon, and this is our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. The food you eat could delay or perhaps even prevent Alzheimer's disease. Two reports in the Journal of the American Medical Association link oxidative stress to the development of dementia. As important as oxygen is to life, oxidation can be detrimental to living tissue. If you leave butter out too long, it'll go rancid. When you cut an apple and leave it out for a few hours, it turns brown. Put an antioxidant like lemon juice on the cut surface of the apple, and you'll prevent the process.
Researchers in both Chicago and the Netherlands have discovered that people who consume foods high in antioxidants, such as vitamin E or vitamin C, have a much lower risk of developing Alzheimer's. The researchers encourage people to eat foods high in antioxidants, like green leafy vegetables and nuts. This is Terry Graydon with the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. This week in Washington, hundreds of thousands of people marched in opposition to the Iraqi war. And hundreds, yeah, just hundreds, about 300-400, marched in support of it. Hundreds of thousands marched against it. Hundreds were in support of it. 1,000 times. They did a poll to find out which was more important to Americans, helping the victims of Katrina or fighting the war in Iraq. More than 60%, some 65% said helping the victims in Katrina. 5% said the war in Iraq. Is America finally starting to realize that this was a war of choice that we shouldn't have chosen to fight? Let me go to the phone lines. It's 877-528-TALK. I've got Moomin on the line. Moomin, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, hi, Mark. I have a quick comment.
Sure.
I think it is unfortunate that you are offering the Democratic agenda as an alternative to the Republicans. And I think, and a lot of people are starting to realize, you kind of mentioned that a little bit, that Democrats are just as corrupt as the Republicans.
I don't think they're as corrupt as the Republicans. I think that they suffer from not being out front with an agenda that I'd like them to see. I don't think that they're as certain of themselves, frankly, as they should be, and out there standing up on issues as much as they should be. But I don't think they're as corrupt. I don't know anybody in the Democratic Party that's close to Tom DeLay. The only one I could think of is Senator Torricelli of New Jersey, and he's no longer in the government. I mean, do you really think they're equally corrupt?
You see, what I mean, you're a very intelligent man. So what I mean by corrupt is this, is they're taking money from big corporations to apply these big corporations' agendas and to help them, basically, and that's it. And it's not, I'm not saying they're doing like what Tom DeLay is doing, some illegal stuff and playing with all that crap, but I'm saying is they're taking money, corrupt means, in politics means taking money from big corporations and helping them. So I believe they both do that. This is for, like, nationally speaking, but
okay.
At an international level,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, just, I mean, but I mean, I understand what you're saying, Moomin, and I'm not a big fan of anyone taking corporate contributions. One of my favorite senators is Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, who's refused to take any of them. But you do know, I'm sure, that when it comes to the energy bill or the highway bill or any of these huge amounts of corporate welfare, you got 90% of the Democrats voting against those bills. I mean, you realize that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I mean, I'm not saying the Democratic Party is pure as a driven snow, but I do think it's clearly the lesser of two evils.
You say it all, and I'm talking to you like that because I know what you feel toward the Democrats also. So why don't you offer a different alternative, like a much cleaner alternative, somebody else, some other party, whatever, but why do we have to choose the lesser of the two evils?
Well, I think, frankly, I do understand what you mean, and there are a lot of political systems, particularly in Europe, even in Canada, parliamentary systems that are designed so that if a third party comes to power, it can supplant one of the other two. Our country, for better or for worse, and I know a lot of people would say for worse, that the nature of the way our Constitution is, the way we have voters from districts rather than a parliamentary style, a national style election, means that third party candidates virtually never win. It's a systemic problem. And so what our country has done, we haven't had a new party since the Republican Party in 1856. For 150 years, we haven't had a new party in this country because of this systemic system. And so what's done is the parties themselves change over time. You had the Republicans, actually, the progressives 100 years ago. And we have to, I think, because of our system, unless we change the Constitution, and I might be with you on that, but unless and until we change the Constitution, you know, it's like the people that voted for Ralph Nader in 2000 and ended up with Bush stealing the presidency. It just doesn't work systemically. I wish it did, Moomin.
Can't you just express your feelings and what you think is right? Isn't that what you're trying to do in your show instead of just promoting? I like your show, but I listen to you many times. But I have the feeling that you're just doing the same, making the same mistake that the other guys are making on the other shows. It's just like promoting somebody else because you're telling us that we don't have a choice. But just express your feelings. Say what's right and what's wrong instead of saying this is what's right is the Democrats. Let's try to change the Democrats. However, you see what I'm going to.
I do, Moomin. And you know, in my defense, you heard me today. I criticized Rahm Emanuel. I didn't say he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I said the things that I thought he was good on, criticizing the Republicans, and I said that I agreed with his ideas, things like every kid getting a college education, universal health care. But I criticized him when Tim Russert said, "How will you pay for it?" Rahm Emanuel dodged the question, and I wasn't nice to him about it. I criticized him, and then I said how I would answer the question. So I don't think I'm a show for the Democratic Party here. I mean, is that fair? You've heard me on this program criticize Democrats. I just think that they are the lesser of two evils, and I don't think that systemically the way our country is set up under the Constitution, I just don't think a third party has a chance.
And you know, from international level, you know that the boats made agreements with terrorist groups in South America and Bin Laden himself.
Yes, but more Republicans than Democrats.
And helped Saddam Hussein himself.
Yes, but Moomin.
Are taking us to this kind of problems. The boats are leading us to this type of problems. So why?
I think there is a difference, though. Well, Moomin, you're right. Okay, you're absolutely right, but I think there is a difference. I mean, who helped Saddam Hussein? Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. In fact, Jimmy Carter was criticized when he stopped helping the Shah of Iran, who was a brutal dictator, no question about it, that had been supported by the United States for decades, and he withdrew that support, and he was a Democrat, and he was criticized. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, correct me, because I know you know this, but I don't know of too many brutal dictators supported by Bill Clinton. I think there is a difference between the Democrats and Republicans on this. I agree it's one of degree. I'm not saying the Democrats are perfect, but I think
supporting the Shah of Iran is one of the greatest mistakes.
I agree with you.
But biggest mistakes because it gave a voice to those extremists in Iran.
Moomin, I couldn't agree with you more. I could agree with you more, but Jimmy Carter, and of course this is already now 30 years ago almost, 25 years ago plus, he withdrew that support and was, in fact, criticized by Republicans for withdrawing that support. Carter cared. He was really the first president of either party to really talk about human rights abroad and, again, was criticized, seen as a weak leader because of it. So I think that sometimes we look for such purity in our parties that we say because the Democrats have done this, Republicans have done this, you know, I don't trust either of them. And I think that sometimes you have to choose the lesser of two evils. You can't get the perfect person. And there have been some Democrats, like Paul Wellstone, who unfortunately died, but who I think have been absolutely perfect on these issues.
Well, you're a very articulate gentleman and very smart. Why don't you start a little revolution? I moved to this country and I believe in that. Why don't you start something new right now, starting tomorrow morning, and put both of them in the same basket and promote something else?
Well, Moomin, I'll tell you, you want to help me, you can help promote my radio show on the Talkstar Radio Network.
And that's going to cost you your job
No, it doesn't cost me my job. Look, I am here because I believe in ideas. I am not here to promote any particular party. I'm here because I live in Washington and I see corruption in government and I want to talk about it. But I do think that you have to do more than just say the government is corrupt which it is, and is on bribes, which it is, and has cronies, which it is, and is helping dictators abroad, which it is. You have to do more than complain. You have to give a solution. And as far as I'm concerned, the best way for change in this country, and it may be because of our Constitution historically, the best way for change is to work within one of the two parties. To work, say, within the Democratic Party, to change the Democratic Party on the inside through primaries and such, to make it the strong party it can be. And that's why I've given them a new slogan. Now, they haven't listened to my slogan yet. But I just think that I wish we had a parliamentary system, but we don't. And I know that there's some people. I remember arguing with Nader supporters, and they were talked about sort of this pure choice. You know, they could vote for Nader and hold it. And I think they're dead wrong. I think if you vote for a third party, when that third party has 2% and the two main parties are 49-49, and you know the Democrats, though imperfect, are better than Republicans, I think you're abdicating your responsibility. But, Moomin, I've enjoyed this discussion, and I want you to call back on another day. Will you do that?
Yes, sir, I will.
Terrific.
Thank you very much.
The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching. Now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. When looking at the results of Hurricane Katrina and how it is that the government is trying to help the situation, one of the first things you look at, of course, is where the money's going, right? We have $62 billion, an enormous outlay from the biggest spending government in American history. And where is this money going? Well, it's not going to the victims. The direct assistance part of it, a tenth of it, $6.1 billion, the direct assistance is going to tax relief. Tax relief. In other words, if you were rich or middle class and you have an IRA, you could take your money out without paying a penalty. Well, that's fine. But what about if you're too poor to have an IRA? What if you are too poor to pay taxes? What if you lost your home because you were too poor to afford insurance? What do you get? You get nada. That's what you get. Remember, this is the government that's giving huge tens of billions of dollars in tax credits to all kinds of businesses who will move into New Orleans. businesses from outside the region, businesses like the cronies that give money to the Bush political campaigns. And remember, a tax credit, it's the same thing as spending, folks. It's less money in the Treasury. It doesn't matter how you calculate it. Some of these businesses they can't give tax credits to. Carnival Cruise Lines, who they hired to grab a bunch of people and spent 4 or 5 times what it would cost to do cruises normally. Well, Carnival Cruise Lines, which is headquartered in, I forget, it's Bermuda, Liberia, it's definitely not the United States, they pay virtually no taxes. They pay no taxes at all. They pay like, I think it was, I figured it out, it was 0.01%. You know, some of us pay 28%, some of us pay 33%. They pay 0.01% of their taxes. So then they just have to give benefits to. But what about the people themselves? What about the poor black people that we saw in New Orleans? Well, we have a plan for them as well, the administration says. The secretary of HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Alfonso Jackson, said that they're, quote, whether we like it or not, New Orleans is not going to be 500,000 people for a long time, quote, New Orleans is not going to be as black as it was for a long time, if ever again. And the Republican running in the 3rd District, which includes New Orleans, a district that used to be 50-50 Republicans and Democrats, Craig Romero, has put out a chart, noting that because all the poor black people left, a district that was once 50-50 Democratic-Republican is now 57-43. So guess what? By not helping the people of Katrina, it just so happens that the Republicans get some political benefits as well. How, as the church lady might say, how convenient for them. Let me go to Amy in San Diego. Amy, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I had never heard your show before, and I just tuned in about 2 seconds ago, and I heard you talking to somebody about Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
And
what's
how
your view?
Our government is corrupt. And I just wanted to talk about what my big thing is and what I'm active in is publicly funded elections.
I agree with you.
And I really think it's the answer to all of it, because it's not a Democrat problem and it's not a Republican, although with this current administration, it looks like it's just a Republican problem. But getting big money out of our government is really the key to all of our problems.
Amy, you're dead right. You're absolutely right. There is no question that the best thing of all is better than, you know, just getting rid of corporations and funding our government. Absolutely. Publicly funded corporations and publicly funded elections. And this has been brought forward by people from time to time. And they always knock it down by saying, oh, people, they don't want their tax money going to elections. What people don't realize is that the cost of elections is so much cheaper than the cost of the corruption.
Absolutely.
By the corporations.
Not to have it.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and there is a website that I'd like to direct everybody
to. Go right ahead.
It's called publiccampaign.org, and you can find your state, and you click on it, and you get active in that group, and if they don't have one, you start one.
Amy, I have supported publicly funded campaigns ever since I've done anything in politics. And I'll tell you, in Great Britain, as I'm sure you know, but maybe our listeners don't know, Great Britain, they have short election periods. They last less than a month. They are publicly funded. Both sides, all sides get their views out, and they have none of the massive corruption that we have here in the United States. It's absolutely the way to go.
It's working right now in Arizona. And in Maine, they both have publicly funded elections. And in Maine, after they got publicly funded elections in there, they have universal health care. Everybody in the state of Maine has health care now, because all they did was just make slight tax adjustments to big corporations, and it paid for it.
It really does.
And lots of things can be done, and I really want to encourage everybody to get active, like what you were saying.
Amy, thank you for calling in. You're right on. I absolutely agree. Publicly funded elections is the way to go. I'm afraid we don't have enough public support for it yet, but with people like you working on it, Amy, and I will definitely support you in your endeavors. That is something that we could get here in America. There's still a little bit of time left if you want to call in. Toll-free number 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back. I want to talk a little bit about the Valerie Plame affair when we come back.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Do you know what women want? If you're losing your hair, here are two things guaranteed to turn them off: a toupee or that hairsprayed comb-over look. But you hate your hair loss and you want it to change. That's where the new interactive and absolutely free DVD from Medical Hair Restoration can help. Various cures for hair loss, flood radio and TV airwaves. But the first question to consider is what has been scientifically and medically proven. Founded by Dr. Matt Levitt, Medical Hair Restoration has specialized in hair loss for over 11 years. With literally thousands of satisfied patients, you deserve to get your copy of their free DVD and find out the answers to your questions about restoring your hair to its natural, attractive condition. See the amazing before and after pictures of people who have gotten their real hair, self-esteem, and confidence back. Call to order your free DVD now. There is no obligation, just real results. You know what women want? To run their fingers through your real hair. Call 800-936-2823, 800-936-2823. For an amazing free DVD, call now, 800-936-2823.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We only have a few minutes left. I want to talk about one last topic, and that is, of course, Judith Miller, the reporter for the New York Times, is out of jail. And I'm glad she's out of jail, and I'm glad she was jailed to begin with. I was not one of those that supported Judith Miller's claim that she didn't have to turn over her source. I believe that when a source is a whistleblower, someone disclosing government corruption, then absolutely the press has to do everything they can to protect that source. But when the source is in fact a high-ranking government official that's trying to break the law, that's trying to commit treason by outing a covert CIA agent in order to slander the one guy telling the truth about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which, of course, is what we're talking about with Valerie Wilson and Joe Wilson and the perpetrators, Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, I don't think that deserves to be protected. I don't think a reporter should help a government official break the law. And so I was glad she was jailed, and I was glad that that jailing caused her to press Scooter Libby, the all-powerful chief of staff for Vice President Cheney, to come clean, to give her... In other words, for Scooter Libby to give Judith Miller an out, to say to her, you are free to talk, you are free to disclose my role, I'm not being coerced. And now we're going to find out. And now we find out, without doubt, that Scooter Libby and Karl Rove lied to the presidential press secretary, Scott McClellan, who told the entire world in 2003 that he asked them personally if they were involved, and they gave a categorical denial. Now, if the president had any sort of ethics or honesty, he'd be fire Karl Rove, he'd fire Scooter Libby today. But, of course, we all know our president has no sense of ethics or honesty, and someone who knows that better than just about anyone is a caller I have on the line, Dave from Northern California. Dave, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark. Our county up here, Humboldt County in California, or up in the near Oregon, we have several things happening in elections right now. I'm working personally with David Cobb to get big special interest money out of local elections, and in just a matter of days, we've gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of signatures, thousands of signatures.
That's terrific. And I have a lot of respect for the Green Party chairman, David Cobb.
Yes, a very, very precious, magnificent human being. We're also going for choice and runoff voting and open source code machines that produce paper ballots. that you can look at, make sure it says what you want it to say, and then you put it in the box that's guarded, and that will be the final thing. We're actually going to end up with honest elections here. So
eventually that is the goal. That is definitely the goal. I've been working on honest elections, as you know, Dave, since ever since I worked in Congress.
I'm very much, that's why I'm a big fan of you and your program. Also, your prior caller, I think what we've got right now goes way beyond simple corruption. This is nothing like this has happened before. I mean, we have a government that's selling the people out just for their sheer greed, and it's dangerous.
But I think, I mean, Dave, I think sometimes you're the ultimate pessimist. Do you see some optimism of the last week of DeLay being indicted, Frist being looked into, Rove and Libby are finally, Judith Miller is telling about them. I mean, can you see some optimism? Because I do.
Oh, yes. If the hammer ends up in the slammer, I will feel a definite sense of relief.
Me too. Definitely. Thank you, Dave, for calling into the Inside Scoop. That's it for the two-hour Sunday Weekly Review. Next couple days is the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. I